Hello and welcome to Children's Hour here on Radio 4, the show where the BBC loosens its tie and invites a younger audience, that's you, the kids, the ute, the children, if you like, to come on in and pour yourselves a glass of fizzy pop and dangle your legs over the edge of our expensive leather furniture.
Yes, it's a nice chance for us too to show that, yes, all right, we might be frightfully clever, but we don't bite, you know, and surprising though this might sound, we're actually pretty hip.
My name, of course, is Craig Children. Many of you, I expect, will know me from the clever things I write in my capacity as pop editor of the culture pullout of The Independent on Sunday. With me tonight, as always, Martin Bain-Jones of The Telegraph.
QB, hello.
Together we're once more going to be terribly clever about pop. Mm. In particular tonight, the 90s phenomenon of the boy band. Do join us.
The more astute among you might have noticed that the Radio Times advertises tonight's show as an on-the-spot report from the Sounds of the City Festival in Leeds. Don't know where on earth they got that idea from.
It was never going to be about Sounds of the City. It was never going to be about that.
All I can say is that if you've tuned in expecting to hear lots of jangly northern bands with funny names, then you should probably be listening to something like Andy Thomas's frightful show on Radio 1, something like that. However, if on the other hand you want to stay with the grown-ups, I can promise you some top-flight A-list celebrity interviews, rather like the one we've got with Luke Goss later on tonight's show.
Let's get things underway then with this work by the late 90s laboratory-engineered boy band The Backstreet Boys with Backstreet's Back. All right.
Everybody,
Martin, take your foot off the
floor. Rock your body, yeah.
Scratch it.
Everybody, yeah. Rock your body right.
Come on, Craig. Where's it got to?
Coming.
Oh, do you need a hand with that?
No, I'm all right. Is this open?
There you go.
I thought you were getting a new car.
No, I thought I'd stick with a Maestro. It's done me very well for the last 17 years. Seemed rather ashamed to get rid of it.
Right.
Craig, that cut of yours looks like it's gone stark, staring mad. Is that normal, to do that with the curtains?
Huh? Prince? No, I'm sorry, Martin. No, you're not getting a grain of sympathy out of me. He's been absolutely beastly to me this morning. He can stew in his own juice as far as I'm concerned. I'm up to here with it, I really am.
Right, OK, well, let's get cracking then.
What's this ghastly thing we're going to?
It's called Leeds. Sounds of the City Festival. Sort of press junket to show off local bands. I thought it might make quite a good feature for the show, you know. Chuck about lots of names of bands no one's heard of, bound to impress people. Got our passes from Broadcasting House yesterday. Look, top it all, look, see? Access all areas.
Oh, very good. Yeah.
That's the sort of punch BBC Youth programming can swing.
Oh, my heavens. What in all manner of Charlie's happened to your eye?
Yes, it is a bit ragged.
Ragged? The black bit's just huge. Where's the colour bit gone?
Well, I've got to put these drops in, you see, to keep the pupil dilated.
Tell you who you look like. You know, you look like, David Bowie. He's got a knackered eye.
Yes, quite a few people have.
Boys
said
keep
that,
swinging, you know. Boys always work it out.
Always important to see the funny side of these things, but this is actually quite serious. Yes, I've got iritis. That's inflammation of the iris. Well, they rushed me to the front of the queue at the Moorfields, which I think is some indication of how seriously certainly they took it. Put it this way, if it weren't for modern medicine, I'd have lost my eye.
Yeah, well, that doesn't mean anything, does it? If it wasn't for modern medicine, you'd still have thrush. All right, the boys of 9/11 there with Body Shaking. You're lucky enough to be listening to Children's Hour here on Radio 4 with me, Craig Children.
And me, Martin Babe Jones.
So, Martin, the origins of the boy band begin, I suppose, in the mid-60s with the Beatles.
I'm going to make a nice point here. That's nice in the proper sense of the word, meaning exact, precise. Kids remember that. And that is that it didn't really start with the Beatles, did it? It started with Beatlebadia.
Oh, very clever. Well done.
Yes, well, because when the Beatles started, it was more or less about the music, wasn't it? But come the advent of Beatlemania, look at what people are buying into. You know, four young lads, all boys together, romping about in bathing suits, leapfrogging over one another and so forth. In other words, they've been manufactured into just the sort of heady, intoxicatingly male homosexual image that teenage girls apparently really seem to go for.
Right, well, let's take a look at this early piece by the Beatles, issued at the height of Beatlemania, Can't Buy Me Love.
Can't buy me love. Can't buy me love.
you're actually jolly close to that lorry.
Yes, interesting, yes. Did you notice? He stuck one finger up at me, but it was his first finger, wasn't it? Because you've got two options, really, haven't you, normally? Two fingers in a V, that's the one I grew up with. Well, these days, of course, the middle finger in a sort of up-yours gesture. Tell a lie, of course, is that one as well, isn't there? Clenched right fist with left hand nestling gently in the crook of the elbow. A sort of, ooh, if I weren't holding back this fist, ooh, it'd be right in your face.
Martin.
What? Oh, there you are. Two fingers. Good man.
Martin, can you actually see anything at all?
Oh, with my eye? Oh, God, I'm driving by sound mainly, and the smell of the fumes. It's amazing how one's other senses compensate for the missing one.
Pull over. Look, these services. Look, Newark services. Well, where's all that smoke coming from?
Oh, it is smoke, is it? Oh, good. I thought it was just me.
Careful. Look, pull up. I'll drive. God. You got any old plates?
Right, so what do you need those for?
Because I didn't pass.
What?
I didn't pass my test that time. I crossed my hands at Highbury Corner. The whole thing was a farce anyway. I think the examiner recognised me.
What, from that tiny little picture you get next to your name in The Independent on Sunday? Oh, he's wasted on that job, then. He should be in some sort of crack secret service battalion.
No, I mean, he recognised my voice from Children's Hour. Oh, come on, Martin, you know what it's like. Everyone knows who we are.
Do they?
Of course they do.
Really?
Yeah, in certain circles, we're celebrities. I get letters at the Cindy all the time.
Well, yes, but they're all from a chap called Peter Davis, who lives with his mum and dad and signs his name Peter Davis, brackets, aged 47.
Mm. Excuse me, swap over, come on. Well, it's just that's what those driving people are like, you know. They always fail people, you know, from the media.
I'm sure Jeremy Clarkson's passed.
Okay, mirror signal manoeuvre. Off we go!
Woo-hoo! Not down there.
Oh! What do you mean?
That's a motorway. Can't go on there till you pass your test. Right, what we're going to have to do is pick up the B5431 through Liscombe. Oh, that's a nice by shaft. Sounds fun. 10 rather. Then we come from entertainment, because I'm struggling to think of any word for hideous torture which ends in the same letters.
I can't believe everyone's taken in by him, you know, man of the people and all that. There's no surer guarantee that someone went to public school than if they're talking that ridiculous sort of artful dodger voice. He's bloody everywhere at the moment.
He's very popular, isn't he?
No, he's not popular, he's just on the radio a lot. Those are two very different things, not to be confused. Gary Lineker's popular, Melvin Bragg is on the radio a lot.
So what sort of we? Are we on the radio a lot, or are we popular?
Well, it's difficult to say, really, isn't it? I suppose sort of neither, really. I think we appeal to a certain sort of listener.
Well, yes, I know. We met him outside Broadcasting House that time. He's called Peter Davis and he's 47.
Yeah. I think Children's Hour provides a vital ingredient to the Radio 4 schedule. You know, it's only with the intellectual ballast of a show like ours that they can afford to hold down lightweights like Andy Thomas. Oh, I don't know. Just think what his programmes cost. It's just not fair.
Oh, imagine what we could do with that money.
Not to talk about it. I can certainly think of nothing worse than those sort of Searching for Elvis's Underpants programmes.
We could go on location. Just imagine, you're listening to Children's Hour, live from the Cannes Film Festival. Oh, it'd be brilliant, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, maybe we'd get a half-decent guest on the show. If I have to talk to Edwin Collins one more time, I'll do my nut. His kids think I'm their uncle.
Now on Radio 4, we have a travel bulletin from Nottinghamshire Police. News for drivers travelling north on the A1.
Oh, God, that's us.
Drivers can expect a delay of up to 2 hours on the A1 northbound between junctions 16 and 19. That delay thought to have been caused by go-slow protesters in an orange maestro who have obstructed a hay lorry following this morning's action in Newark concerning stubble burning.
I guess now it's time that you came back for good.
Well, most pet shops will take things back. Classic 90s boy band Take That There with I Want You Back For Good. Martin, where do we see the boy band phenomenon really taking shape? Was it the 80s?
Well, Craig, yes. Dare I suggest the boy band phenomenon has somewhere in its makeup a certain 70s revival. I'm thinking, of course, of the Osmonds, the Jackson 5. The sort of family flavour bands, all singing, all dancing on stage, and probably all sorts of sinister abuse going on behind the scenes. I think the boy band takes that sort of gunpoint showmanship and marries it with a more physical sort of muscle display. I'm thinking, of course, of pecs and washboard, six-pack, etc., what have you. Sort of family Von Trapp meets Stretch Armstrong, if you see what I'm saying.
Yes, I do, Martin. What a clever point to have made. Here's Boyzone.
Peter Andre would be in a boy band if he had any mates.
That's what we are, you'll see. Now that we're together,
can I help you?
Hello, we'd like to check in, please.
Would you like to speak to the manager?
No, we'd like to check in, please.
Michael, I've got someone for you on line 3 from Denton Systems.
Oh! Oh, so you're talking to somebody on that headphone thing.
Sorry for the delay. Can I help you?
Yes, we'd like to check in, please.
I'm afraid he's on the other line at the moment. Would you like to hold?
Hold what?
She's on the headphone. It's obvious. She's talking to someone on the headphones.
Hello, Marriott Reception. Can I help you? I said, can I help you?
Oh, God, yeah, sorry. We'd like to check in, please. Bain Jones and Children.
Bain Jones and Children, yes, that's right. You've got a family room.
Family room? No, it should be 2 doubles.
One moment, please, sir. No, I'm sorry. I've just looked again, and I'm afraid we're fully booked for this evening.
I thought you just said we had a family room.
She's talking away.
If you call back after 10, we can see if we've got any last-minute cancellations. Sorry about that. Bye. Sorry about that. How can I help you?
Look, would you mind turning your phone off? Because it is a tiny bit confusing.
I'm sorry, I'll be with you in just a moment. How can I help you? I said, how can I help you?
Oh, we'd like to check in, please. Bain Jones and Children.
Yes, that's right. You've got a family room.
What? No, it's meant to be 2 doubles.
No, there's 1 double for Mr. Bain Jones and a bunk bed for the children.
It's Mr. Children, actually.
Hello, room service.
Oh, for God's sake.
Putting you through. It's just sandwiches now, by the way. I'm afraid that's all we've got left. I said, I'm afraid that's all we've got left.
Oh,
what is?
The family room.
Oh.
But I could ask the barman to make you a cold snack.
Well, could you just stop a minute, please? Everybody, stop, right? Stop what you're doing. Can we have a system? Okay, Carol? Is that in? Yeah, Carol. Look, when you're talking to us, maybe, I don't know, wave your right hand. Then when you're running your hotel, perhaps look away or something.
I'm sorry, let me just first finish dealing with this gentleman, and then I'll deal with you.
Well, I don't know what you mean. Okay, well, you didn't wave. Right, so I'll assume you were talking to your headphones. So now, okay, now you're going to deal with me. So when you speak, when you say your next thing, you'll be talking to me.
Oh, sorry about this. It's chaos in here today. Now, where were we?
Good. Well, there seems to have been some sort of mix-up. We wanted 2 double rooms, but because my name's Children, I think it's been a mistake, and we've been allocated a family room.
Mm-hmm.
Bain Jones and Children, I think that was the mistake. So could we get 2 doubles? Or if you do booked up, could I be first on the list for cancellations?
And would you like a salad with that?
No, baby hell!
4-1-0. 4-1-4, that's I. Oh, 4-1-2. Here we go. Ooh, rather nice. Oh, this will certainly do me. Oh, they are lovely, aren't they? They've left a little packet of biscuits for me.
Oh, bed looks very comfy.
And this is the bathroom. So this is you and her. Oh, it's quite cosy. Not too bad at all. Look, nice wallpaper. Shame you're not an enthusiast of racing cars. I'll come out and then you can come in and have a look.
Oh, well, could be worse, I suppose. It's only one night, you know, I just need somewhere to crash. Oh, God, look at the time. Prince will be going absolutely spare. Where's my mobile? I better give him a call. Oh, it's in the car.
Well, you're perfectly welcome to use the phone in my room.
What do you mean?
Well, for convenience. Save you having to go and use a call box or something. I'm saying, why don't you use the phone in Mummy and Daddy's room? Sorry.
What are you talking about?
Hop up on the bed if you like. Taking our shoes off first, of course.
Just stop. Don't ruffle my hat. Don't touch me. Stop. Keep away from me.
Oh, Craig, where did I go wrong with you?
I beg your pardon?
Sorry, I don't know what came over me there.
Now, apparently the electrical sockets over there are just completely different. Hanson there with their enigmatically titled Mbop. You're listening to Children's Hour with me, Craig Children, and my colleague, Martin Bain-Jones. This, of course, the show on Radio 4 that treats you, the kids, just like adults. Remember, though, if you spoil it, you're spoiling it for everyone. Martin, we've been talking, of course, tonight in a clever way about the phenomenon of the boy band. Just there, of course, Hanson, a very young boy band, the youngest member of Hanson, I think, somewhere around the age of 10. What's happening there? Martin, say something clever.
Well, Craig, yes. The combined pocket monies of the nation's 10-year-olds is a powerful commercial force, and not unreasonably, I think this audience very readily identifies with a band that truly represents their own age group. That added to the fact that all other age groups enjoy a degree of rubbernecking at the twisted circus freak show of 7-year-olds playing pop.
Well, here's the same song by Hanson's dad with different lyrics and a different name.
Tell you what, I don't half fancy that lovely girl who's Hanson's lead singer. Oh, what a honey.
She's a boy. That's a boy with long hair.
Is it? Oh, yes, that's right. I remember you told me. I'll tell you what, I've transferred my affection to that sweet little drummer.
Master, they're all boys.
Oh, too late to change now.
goes on tonight, then?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, look in the envelope.
Just a couple of laminates. Oh, I've got you. Programme's written on the back. Oh, let's see. And the winner is... Ouija board. Wax effigies. Oh, I've heard of them. That's one of that lovely girl in... What's she called? Chesney. Chesney from the effigies. Oh, let's see. M&S 84. They're probably some frightful techno outfit. Oh, Eatering Catering Cat. Looks like they're headlining. They're very good.
What are they like?
Ooh, difficult to describe, really. You can probably turn that indicator off now, if you like. I know, sort of up-tempo rockabilly with a sort of breakbeat groove. They're the next big thing. Look out, the Brits are coming, etc.
Oh, I'm getting all excited now. Do you think there'll be hospitality?
Oh, at the very least. You know what these PR people are like? No champagne for you, though. You're driving.
Well, I can have one glass, surely. Anyway, your eye might be better by then.
No, it won't.
Any spare ticket? Sounds of the City. Any spare ticket? Sounds of the City. All prices.
Door C. Door C. Oh, there's door D, look, just by the man being sick. But what? No door C?
Let's just ask, shall we? Excuse me. Hello, where are we meant to get in?
Let's see your passes, then.
Oh, Martin. Northern accent. I suppose up here people don't put it on, do they? They actually talk about it.
Yeah, you want hospitality. Either go right or left, but follow it round past the bins. You'll see a big set of double doors.
Thank you. See that?
See what?
She recognised us, you know. She sent us straight to hospitality. This is the future, Martin. No more mixing it with the mouth breathers. It's right on into hospitality from now on in.
Ooh, I wonder if the effigies will be there, because I wouldn't half mind boning up on the indie scene with that little minx, Chesney, from the effigies. Ooh, she's a honey.
Oh, yes, they'll all be there. I was practically mobbed at Glastonbury.
That's because you had that hat on. You looked like a dealer. Ooh. That's either M&S 84 coming off, or it could be Eatering Catering Cat going on.
Oh, Eatering Catering Cat. Yeah, I forgot about them. I really want to catch their set. Oh, look, this is where she meant, isn't it?
Hello? Hospitality?
Pathiv.
Martin, he wants to see your pals.
Oh, sorry.
OK, gent, thanks very much. You do know it's black tie, don't you?
Is it? Black tie? No. I mean, we just came as we are.
Oh, don't worry. A lot of people don't have their own, do they?
Oh, no, I've got a black tie. I just didn't know how to bring it with me.
Don't worry, don't worry. I've got a few spare back here, look. There you go. You can get changed here behind that flap.
What?
Come on, you want to get cracking.
Oh,
right.
God, right. Trousers. Here we go. Oh, these won't fit me. Martin, you can have those.
Okay, yes, you take those ones. Ooh, a formal gig in black tie. Gosh, that's a first, isn't it? Quite exciting, really.
Come on, Martin. Better get a move on. Ready. Where do we go now?
Right then, gents. There you go. Tray each. Report to that lady in the tent there, please.
Oh, hang on a moment, Craig. Oh, bloody fly buttons. Hate them. Ooh.
Hello, we've come to check in.
Oh, it's you two, is it? I thought you'd show your faces at some point.
Yes, we're here. Oh. Made it eventually.
Yes, our progress was hampered, rather, by... Well, you can probably see for yourself. I've got a gammy eye. Go on, say it. I look like David Bowie. Everyone else does.
We haven't missed Eatering Catering Cat, have we?
What?
Eatering Catering Cat, the headline band.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Eatering Catering Cat! Are you talking to someone on a headphone or something? You can't see me, can't you? Look, it's on my pass. Eatering Catering Cat.
That says catering. It's a catering pass. It doesn't say Eatering Catering Cat, it says catering. 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 It goes round the back. Look, catering. 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 Catering.
I wonder if you could help me. I've been given the wrong pass by mistake. I should actually have a hospitality pass because I'm a journalist. I'm Craig Children from Radio 4.
That's a catering pass. You're with us. Catering.
No, I'm not.
Then why are you in black tie?
We're from Radio 4. We do a show on Radio 4 Children's Hour. We've been invited. They really wanted us to come. I'm on the culture desk at the bloody Independent on Sunday. Would you like a canapé, sir?
Yeah, honey sausage, madam. Oh, sorry, I'll get you a cloth for that.
Would you like a canapé? Oh, this is ridiculous.
Hello, boys.
Oh, don't look now, Craig. It's Andy Thomas. Hello, Andy. I see you found the oldest pair of jeans in America.
Like them, do you? Cheers. So, you made it, then?
Oh, it's been an absolute nightmare, actually, thanks to these bloody passes. Access all areas, it says, but they're catering passes. We can go... anywhere we want to, except the auditorium. I mean, I could actually get on the stage if I wanted to, as long as I was carrying some godforsaken vol-au-vent. Anyway, aren't you going to introduce your friends?
Oh, yeah, right. This is, Catherine and, Holly.
Hi.
Holly, Catherine, Hi. Craig Bain-Jones and Martin Children.
Yeah. Man, I've got the wrong way around, haven't I?
Can I have a sausage, Pip?
Yes, of course you can. They'd be remarkably popular, actually. I'm afraid I've only got these three with the sticks in, otherwise you're going to have one of these ones with a little napkin. There you go. Oh, completely forgotten your name, Martin. That's funny. It says Martin Bain Jones on your VIP pass. And yours says Crag Children.
Yeah, sorry, lads. I nicked your passes and gave them to these two.
You did what?
I nicked your VIPs, give them to these two.
I don't believe I'm hearing this.
And what's the matter with you? You're here, aren't you?
I've been serving canapes for an hour.
I've had my wages docked £5 for being insolent at the door.
All right. Look, I'm sorry. Tell you what, to make it up to you, Craig, Martin, you're going to be guests on my show.
Wow.
The three of us are going to go all expenses paid to Brazil, right? To track down the origins of the maraca.
Really?
Nah, bugger off. What's the matter with you? What would I want to do that for? Oh, dear. I love you too. You're great. You really get me ready.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, just in case you were going to try and finger food your way into what's-its dressing room, Chesney from the Effigies, I've got an exclusive and she's gone home. Ta-da.
Aye. Come on, Martin.
What about the jelly?
Just leave it. Come on. We're going.
Hello, Mr. Bain Jones. How can I help you?
Yes, sir. Have you got our key?
Mm-hmm.
Could we have it? Because we come back now, we need to get into the room.
Mm-hmm.
I need to put in some eye drops. I could lose my eye, you know. So, do you want to get it then, the key?
Mm-hmm.
Right, good. Good, so far so good. Now, let's break this down a little bit, shall we? You've got it, and I need it. Now, there's a shortcut there, isn't there? There's something that you could do that would really cut down the amount of time I spend waiting here at this desk asking for the key.
Mm-hmm. Sorry about that, Mr. Bain Jones.
Oh.
Before I forget, here's your key. Oh, is there something the matter with your eye?
Yes, I've got iritis, inflammation of the iris.
It makes you look like, what's his name? Boys Keep Swinging,
David Bowie.
David Bowie.
Yes, a lot of people have mentioned that, actually. Yes, Craig, shall we get going?
Oh, it's just so depressing.
What's the matter? I tell you what, I thought that Craig was a bit of a honey.
What?
You know, the one that had Craig written on her bosom. Martin was an absolute pony, like a bag of spanners.
Oh, this whole trip's been a complete disaster. Took about a month to get here. My room's only available because Swampy found it a bit claustrophobic. We got nothing for the show. To cap it all, I end up being Andy Thomas's sausage boy. Oh, that didn't come out quite how I meant it. You know what I mean. If it wasn't for your bloody eye, none of this would have happened.
The worst thing was missing Atring Catering Cat.
There is no Atring Catering Cat! Oh, that sums it up for me. The whole thing was so spectacularly D-list that the one band we'd heard of didn't actually exist.
Come on, let's go down, have a drink, make it a decent early night, get the hell out of here tomorrow morning, and let's just file this one under experience, shall we?
Whiskey Mac, please. Better make it a double.
And I'll have a bottle of Calibre, please.
You know that's got no alcohol in it, don't you?
Oh, yes. I just prefer the taste.
I'll get this for you, lads.
Oh, that's very cut. Bloody hell, it's Luke Goss, for goodness sake. What on earth are you doing here?
I'm staying in the hotel.
Oh, hello, Luke. I don't know if you remember me. I'm Craig Children. I used to work on Punching Clever. It's the in-house magazine for Suffolk Punch lawnmowers. I worked on it for 15 years. I interviewed you... I was at the back of the room when you were interviewed. You and the Bros did a charity gig in Colchester.
Nice to meet you, Craig.
So, what brings you to Bury Leeds?
I'm filming just round the corner. You know, film for television.
Oh, right. And what part do you play?
Just myself. Play myself, really.
Yeah?
Oh. What's that like, then, playing yourself? Must be quite weird.
Weird, yeah.
Playing yourself, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Did they write any gags in for you?
No. That's all. Anyway, I thought I'd come say hello, because I noticed you've got very funny eyes. You got arthritis?
Yes, I have, actually, yes.
A friend of mine had that. Made him look just like David Bowie.
Yes, one of his eyes is slightly different to the other one, isn't it? Yes, very funny,
David
isn't
Bowie.
It?
Yes, they told him if it wasn't for modern medicine, he'd have lost his eye.
Oh, that's alarming. Did you hear that, Craig?
That's amazing.
Yes. Gosh, I suspect if I'd known that I wouldn't have been quite so casual about it all this time. Will I be famous? The wonderful Bros there with When Will I Be Famous?
Well, Luke, wow, you've dropped some real bombshells tonight. This interview's been the perfect climax to this show, which has been so long in the pipeline about boy bands, nothing about Leeds, that was just a rumour. Well, thank you, really, for choosing us and keeping Children's Hour the number one show for young people here on Radio 4.
Guys, it's a great pleasure. Anytime, anytime.
That's the voice of Luke Goss. Respect. And, Luke, thank you for coming in and talking to us exclusively here on Children's Hour. That interview, incidentally, one you've chosen to give us over and above someone like, perhaps, Sandy Thomas.
Never heard of him.
That's a spirit, yes. Don't worry, you can say what you like about him. He's probably out of the country or something.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Luke, looking for the most desperate commissioning editor in the Northern Hemisphere? Whatever he's doing, he's not interviewing you. Well, do join us here next week on Radio 4 at the same time when, once again, we'll be casting the bright searchlight of a brutal and expensive education on the world of popular music for the benefit of young listeners and those who don't get out much.
All that remains is to thank our researchers, Alexander Armstrong and Ben Miller, and a big shout goes out to Charlie Condu, Melissa Lloyd, Jessica Stevenson, and, of course, not forgetting the wonderful Luke Goss, the West Hampstead Massive, and, of course, our producer, John Rawl.
Till next time, be pedantic, be contrary, be objectionable, but above all, be clever. Goodbye.
Good night.
Ta-da.